It's Marketplace Tech for Thursday, September 12th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Today, LinkedIn throws open the digital doors to, of all people, teenagers. Admittedly, some of us haven't checked our LinkedIn profiles in far too long, but the social network for professional adults does boast some 238 million members. For LinkedIn, there are obvious upsides to lowering the entry age from 18 to 14. Colleges and students like it too, says Gartner's Brian Blau.
All schools can, you know, benefit from the extra recruiting help and, you know, having those students sort of have access to that information and at the same time start to build up and get resume skills. That, I think, is pretty intriguing for college-bound teens.
Blau says there are dangers for LinkedIn here. Letting in teens requires a host of special protections and new rules for things like advertising content. And bad actors could be a nuisance for users who want to keep things more, well, professional. We already know the NSA trades data with U.S. allies, but the latest document leak from Edward Snowden suggests all of that phone and online data the NSA is sucking in is being shared in raw form with at least one country, Israel. In other words, we give it to them unfiltered, meaning, for instance, information on U.S. citizens isn't being taken out before Israeli intelligence looks at it. Cyrus Farivar has been following this story for the website Ars Technica. Hi, Cyrus.
Hi.
So tell me what we've learned here. The NSA is sharing surveillance data with Israel?
Right. This new memo shows that the NSA is providing any kind of raw traffic that the NSA is intercepting, telephone calls, metadata, content, probably also emails and any kind of web traffic.
This is kind of surprising in some ways, right?
This is definitely surprising. We know that the NSA is sharing data with countries around the world that include the US, Canada, the UK, Australia, and New Zealand. But this is the first time we've seen such a high level of intelligence data sharing between another country like Israel. And this document basically says that the NSA is sort of wholesale handing over raw intelligence data. This same document does not say that Israel is doing the same for us.
Might this play out in a troubling way in terms of some of our other allies? I mean, Germany has not reacted well to revelations about government surveillance. Might they also not react well to the NSA sharing a lot of this raw data with Israel?
Yeah, they might. So the fact that we now apparently are sharing some of this data with Israel suggests that there's sort of a group of countries that with which the United States considers very close allies and is willing to hand over its, you know, hot off the presses intelligence, if you will, but not to others.
Cyrus Farivar is a senior business editor at the website Ars Technica. Cyrus, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
And here's a gadget I bet every college freshman wishes they had this month, a drone guide. They built one in the Sensible City Laboratory at MIT called SkyCall. Call it with an app and the quadricopter will come and show you around campus so you don't get lost. Apparently, it was built with an especially clueless set of underclassmen in mind, those visiting newbies from Harvard. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.